for today. My dog teaches me love in his sleeping. My dog teaches me love in his sleeping. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you thought for today. My dog teaches me love in his sleeping. How many of us have pets who are very, very gentle pets? Rex is a very gentle pet. He's a very loving dog, a very kind dog, a very special dog. He's a dog who knows how to live. And how he lives is a beautiful and a dynamic thing. He does not live an excited life continually. Oh, he gets excited, that's for sure. When he sees a rabbit or he sees something to chase. Being a golden retriever, he loves to retrieve things. And he'll pick up a stick and carry it along, and he'll dance with that stick, and he'll show me that stick, and he'll tell me how wonderful that stick is, and he will bring it to me and take it away, and he'll want me to hold it and want me not to hold it, and he'll just play and have such a good time. And when we're out in the field, he goes and checks every possible thing there is to check. With his great and wonderful nose, he smells things that I haven't even the slightest idea what they may be. And with his wonderful eyes, he sees things, and he can sit there and he can keep his attention on something and watch them very carefully, and he will decide, are they near enough to chase, or are they near enough, far enough, that it's better just to watch. And many times he just watches. Now, he knows what he's doing. He's a very dynamic and a very powerful fellow. He knows exactly what he's doing. He knows that if he just enjoys life, he will be a very happy fellow. He can hear from outside when I pour food into a bowl, and he comes dashing in and says, "Wow, lunchtime, mealtime, how great." And then he'll patiently wait while I set it there for him. And he cleans his bowl, and after he cleans his bowl, then he looks up at me and says, "Ah, I can stand another helping." And I say, "No, you're a healthy looking dog. I'm going to keep you a healthy looking dog. I am not going to overfeed you, even though I am tempted." And at the table, it's tempting to give him tidbits. It's tempting to feed him table scraps. This is a traditional thing that has been done historically by people who have pets forever. But I teach Rex to be down next to the table, and he puts his head up on my knee and lets me know that he's there, and he doesn't beg and he doesn't yip. He just sits there and is available when I choose to drop something, if I ever do. But he teaches me how to live. He's not a dog of panic. He's not a dog of worry. Oh, he'll worry about noises that he hears outside that are unfamiliar, and he'll bring them to my attention. He'll say, "Now, do you know there's a car going by? Do you know there's people out there that I'm not familiar with? There's something going on out there." And so I'll go take a look, and there it is, the Border Patrol coming along to do their work to check with the international travelers. And I'll do all sorts of things, and I'll check all sorts of ways, and I'll find out that he's doing his job and doing it beautifully. But when he's not working, his one beautiful pastime is to sleep. He lays his head down and he goes fast asleep. He is so content and so happy, nothing could disturb him. And if I give him a tidbit, or give him a treat or something, he'll eat that, and then he'll go back and lay down. He's a perfectly content dog. Now, I have much to learn from my dog. I have much to learn from the way he lives his life, and how he loves everything. When new people come to the monastery, he will climb up on the chair with them, and he'll put his head in their lap, and he'll throw his head back so that he can give them a kiss on the cheek. And immediately everybody falls in love with him. Even people who have never had dogs and who are a little fearful of dogs. And Brix is no small dog. He's a big boy. And when he gets up on your lap, you know it. But people do not push him down. People do not try to get away from him. They pet him and love him and encourage him to stay there, because he knows how to live. He finds everything good in life. Now, if there is anything going on in the room, if there is a discussion or a disturbance or anything, he doesn't let that disturb him. He just turns to the object of his affection, which could be anyone, and he lets them know by turning on his love, hey, don't pay attention to anything else in this whole world except me. And then he'll lay his head in your lap, and then he'll go sound asleep, content as can be. And you feel so wonderful because he trusts you. He believes in you. All of our guests say, he's so wonderful, he makes me feel so good. He makes me feel that he believes in me. Well, you see, the big thing about Rex is that he believes in himself. He knows that he does everything right. Even when he does something he's not supposed to do, like not coming when he's calling, he'll look at me, and then he'll look back down at what he's interested in, and he'll say, should I go because I'm called, or should I continue with this wonderful thing that I'm doing right here? And sometimes he'll continue doing what he's doing. And I'll have to remind him that when I call him, that's more important than anything that he could be doing for himself. And sometimes he gets the message and sometimes he doesn't. But I've much to learn from him. When I chastise him, when I scold him, when I tell him that, come now, you must do this, he looks up at me and he says, okay. And if he chooses to, he does, and if he chooses not to, he doesn't. And he doesn't let my scolding hold over. If I scold him, and then a few minutes later I'm going to take a walk, and he's, oh good, let's take a walk. Whatever the scolding may have been, it has been a century ago, it was a lifetime ago. In fact, he doesn't even remember it. All he remembers is living in the now. Living in the now and enjoying every moment now. This is what I teach to myself, to live in the now and enjoy every moment now. And as I live in the now and enjoy every moment now, great and wonderful things happen in my life. Great and wonderful things happen in my world, and I feel fantastic. I feel glorious. I feel wonderful. I feel so fantastic, so marvelous. And you know, that's what life is all about. Feeling fantastic, feeling glorious, feeling marvelous, living in the now. Rex is a very great and wonderful teacher for me. He teaches me those values in life that are really worthwhile. Those values in life that I will never forget. I'll always remember. And whenever I feel sad or uptight or concerned about anything at all, I'll just go in my thought system, I'll go into my inner self, and I'll say, all is well with the world. All is in divine order. My dog teaches me how to live, how to love. My dog teaches me by his ability to sleep. He has no worries on his mind. He can sleep as content as can be. Now, if he's on duty, if there is some critter prowling around outside of the fence, and he's not familiar with that critter, he doesn't know what it is, whether it's a rabbit or whether it's a squirrel or whether it's another dog or whether it's a lion or a tiger, he knows that he has to be alert. And so he may lay down and face the noise and not sleep. He's totally alert. And if ever that critter, rabbit or squirrel or snake or tiger or bear, if they should try to come into his domain, he will remind them not to do so. And then, once he's done that, and they've taken off, he says, "Rumph! So, I've done my duty." Then he lays down, stretches his legs out either side of his body, and flat on the ground, on his belly, his face down, and he just falls sound asleep. He's done his duty, and all is right with the world. If we wish, we can learn a great deal from our pets. They teach us to live in the now. They teach us to be concerned when it's necessary, and when not, then sleep. Really, is there anything more wonderful than that? I quite imagine that that's a very special and a very wonderful thing. So, my beloveds, think on that. I know I do. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.